Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Serena, welcome back.
Hello.
You were sick last week.
I was. LOL. My students so graciously shared their illness with me. So kind of them to share.
Well, thank you for being back.
Yes. I'm glad to be back. Glad to be better.
I bet. I'm so sorry you had to go through it. I know campus was going through its own thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That time of the year.
Right. Day 912.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We've hit 900.
That is crazy. Okay. Well, you say in the journal entry that you went to the 100 Days party.
I did, yes.
How was that?
It was fun. It was really fun. I was just planning to kind of, you know, stop by, hang out, and then go. But people were, like, dancing. Like, they had music, and it was, like, dancing. And one thing about me, if it's music and people are dancing, I'm going to be dancing too. So I was dancing. I was like, I was not mentally prepared to be doing the Cotton Eye Joe tonight, but there we were.
Yeah.
And it was fun. So
I guess you came right from school and did it?
I had a little bit of time after school before I came. But yeah, it was kind of nice to be or to get back out of teacher mode and go back into college student mode for a little while.
Right.
Since I never really come back here for anything, I always feel like I'm in teacher mode.
Sure.
Or then I go home and then I'm just like dead inside mode.
Well, because I bet teaching kids for how long a day is really exhausting.
It is, yes. Definitely mentally drained at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. You wrote this fantastic journal entry, and I'm intrigued to hear about everything that's going on. You mentioned how you were able to relax after school in the evenings, but in reality, that's just you procrastinating.
Yep. Yep, it was a false sense of peace.
And so you're rushing to finish lesson plans, which then results in burnout, and mm-hmm. burnout can result in not wanting to do what you love anymore.
Yep,
so
exactly.
What's this domino effect? How's it treating you?
It's been dominoing. But I feel like I'm getting a slightly better hold on it now. It was just much more overwhelming at first when we were writing the pre-planners for the unit, as well as our longer lesson plans. After we do the pre-planner and then we do a week of long lesson plans for a content area, we're able to go down to block plans, which are shorter. So now that I'm on completely block plans right now, all of the lesson plans I'm writing right now are block, which is nice. And it's helping. And now that I'm getting to know the curriculum more, it's a lot easier because, like, the curriculum will be set up. I'm looking at the book, and it's, like, the questions are on the side of the page, and, like, there's other information in other parts. So I'm trying to look at it, like, okay, what of this do I, like, actually need to teach? What can I leave out? So now that I'm, like, getting to know the curriculums better, it's getting easier, and now that it's block lesson plans, it's easier. But it's definitely still time-consuming because I'm looking back at the week before and thinking, okay, what did we get done? What did we not get done? What do I need to push into this week, or what do I need to just leave behind?
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely still taking a lot of time, but I'm now trying to do some of it in the evenings during the week. It's just also tricky because I can make these plans, but then, like, early I can make them, but then if we don't get to something by the end of the week, then it's like, okay, now I have to completely reconfigure my plans. So it was almost a waste of time. So just finding that balance has been difficult.
So would that mean that you work on the plans over the weekend, ideally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long does that take to make a plan?
It takes, I would say, the block plans, it depends on the content area. Like, one of my ones for phonics, that's the one that I've been doing since, like, the very first week. So I can crank those out in, like, 45 minutes, maybe an hour tops. But then the other ones might be more like hour and a half, 2 hours, I guess, deciding what from the curriculum am I going to use and then what of my own things am I going to, like, supplement and, like, find on the internet or, like, print out to supplement the lessons.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess it honestly takes me, at least the past few weeks, I've taken, like, part of a Saturday and then, like, most of Sunday afternoon. So, like, most of my weekend is, like, spent doing this.
So there's really not a break.
No, not at all.
I mean, do you get evenings if you're choosing not to plan?
I do, yes. And I've been coming home. I'm, like, I get home. I'm immediately, like, in my sweatpants. I'm going to watch TV or something
yep.
and relax. But then at that cost, if I decide to do that, then I have to push my planning to the weekend and then it takes more time. Because we also have some like reflections and things to write too. And I do try to write those in the evenings,
for
like
class.
When I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because you're still in class.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But yeah, it's definitely been very time consuming, which has been difficult.
So what is this burnout feeling like? Have you experienced something like this before?
Something like this, yes. It was just different in previous years because or like when we were previously in field experience, but we were also partially in classes for like college classes. So like my, when was it? Spring semester of junior year was when we first started field experience. And we would just go Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings. And then those afternoons and then Tuesday, Thursday, we would have college classes. So I would have lesson plans and also other classwork.
Wow.
Whereas this, I guess it's nice to just be doing the lesson plans, like all of the work that I'm doing, like I'm actually going to teach this. I'm not just doing this for the sake of like learning to write a lesson plan. I'm actually going to teach it, mm-hmm. which I guess is nice. But it's just different, I guess, like because I mean, I feel like I also was better about doing stuff in the evenings before. Whereas like after I've taught all day, like I'm just exhausted. I'm mentally and physically exhausted. And I'm like, I don't want to sit here and do this. I want to watch some TV right now.
Yeah.
So I've been like definitely pushing and procrastinating it more, I guess.
But that's not feasible in the long run.
No, it's definitely not. And I learned that the hard way.
A verse you mentioned that you're clinging to right now, Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. I love that verse.
Me too. Yes. I literally, there was one morning that I was driving to school and I was like, this is the absolute last thing that I want to be doing right now. I want to be asleep in bed. And so I was just saying that to myself over and over again. The work that I'm putting in, it's going to pay off. I'm making an impact on my students. I'm
right.
learning. So just trying to like say that over and over again. And like God is going to work everything that I'm going through for good and like for a purpose. So that's just what I've been, it's been my mantra, doing that over and over to myself mm-hmm. again. So,
well, you end this paragraph by saying, I'm trying to remember that if the purpose I am called for is teaching, the Lord will provide and prepare me for it. You still believe that?
I think so. Yes, I do. And, you know, even if I don't stay in a school forever, obviously what I learn from teaching will, you know, he'll use that for whatever else he'll throw me into.
Right.
And I just have to constantly remember that what I can do through teaching is not through my own strength at all. It is purely the Lord's. And I was having that conversation with another friend who's student teaching right now. That's like any ounce of energy or strength or ability that I have, it's definitely from the Lord because at this point it is not within myself. So
I can fully relate in other areas of life. I really get that.
Yes.
Was your friend feeling similar?
Oh, yes. We've had many conversations.
Well, at least there's company in that.
Yes, 100%. I'm like, we'll get through this together. I was telling her, when's your spring break? Make a countdown for your spring break. We'll get some rest.
Yeah, right. So. I mean, it's not too far away.
Month,
about.
Not too bad. I think it was a month, 11 days for mine, because my spring break is slightly different than Cedar Girls.
Oh,
I follow my school spring break instead of our spring break.
Oh, so. I'm so sorry. We have a month for spring break, but I guess you'll have a little bit longer. You mentioned that you went to a basketball game with your dad.
I did, and it was fun. And then I ended up going to another one last week, Thursday, with both my dad and my mom, because my mom, like, wasn't feeling good the day that my dad and I went. It's been, like, an annual tradition that we'll always go to a game together, at least once every year, every season. So it was definitely very fun. I was a cheerleader for basketball when I was in high school, so I just
really?
Loved watching basketball. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Everyone listening is like, oh, that explains her peppiness.
Well, it helps me know because I know you are very peppy. Speaking of peppiness, I'm sure you're peppy about going to Stevie Nicks.
Yes, I'm so excited. Yes. So my mom had been texting me at I was at school, and she was like, Stevie Nicks tickets went on sale today, but the problem is she's not anywhere around here. The closest one was in, actually, I think that she had one in Columbus, but it was a time that we couldn't do it for some reason. So she's like, the only other one that was close enough that we could go was in Knoxville, Tennessee. So she was like, do we want to go? We can make a little weekend trip out of it. And I was like, I would love that. But like, I know that's going to be like a lot of money.
Right.
And so she was like, it can be your graduation gift. And I was like, okay, I would be okay with that. But you're the one spending this. So you can make the final decision. And she texts me screenshots a few minutes later. Got the tickets. We're going. And so I was
wow.
so excited. And I think I talked before about my disappointment in not getting Taylor Swift tickets.
Mm-hmm.
But this makes up for it 100%. So I'm so excited.
If you had to pick, would Taylor Swift be above Stevie Nicks for yourself?
Man, I don't know. That's tough.
But this is still exciting.
Yes, for sure. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much more Stevie Nicks will, like, tour, like, these big tours like this.
Sure.
Whereas I know Taylor Swift will probably tour more, so.
Yeah, you'll
I guess
have another
probably.
Shot
yeah,
to see her.
At some point. Fingers crossed.
Well, that's super exciting. At least yeah. you have something to look forward to.
Yes, for sure.
And make that, what, 88 days until
yeah.
then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
yeah,
word.
Exciting.
Serena, keep going. You're doing great.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll speak again very soon. Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Jer Mobley. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.